Just unmute everyone, and then when I'm done, I'll come out of the Q&A and we can talk. But anyway, before we even constituted our first county, we already were taking on states and starting to list states. People wanted to get involved. We started looking for state coordinators a little later. As time went on, we realized we need someone in every state or a few people in every state sort of coordinating all the organizers, bringing them together, making sure they're getting to the meetings, making sure that they're active, you know, and just getting things going, making sure people are communicating. And so the process we set up was that we would reconstitute the common law grand jury within the state, particularly in every county. In the beginning, we were a little naive on the one hand and figuring we could do one county at a time and get it done in any reasonable time. And I think it would take years to get this job done. But we did, again, we're not required to do this. We, the people, can just rise up in any county, in any state, and start doing these things, pushing for this process. But unless we're organized, we're never going to take these people and move them out of our way. They're going to prevent us from coming in. So we had to become organized. We had to become educated. And we knew the process of doing the counties would take some time anyway. So it gave us time to organize and gain our numbers. Presently, we've got over 3,000 members across the nation, but we do have tens of thousands, without any exaggeration, tens of thousands of people that are watching us, and I know that a lot of these people are planning to come in as soon as they see a certain point. They haven't joined us yet for whatever reason. I see people even in New York State and other places that are helping here or there and aren't even registered on the site. In any event, we expect at some point the landslide, and I think when we start to hit the success is when we're going to get this landslide. Meanwhile, we have been growing, you know, little by little. Every week our numbers go up, 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 and so on. But we decided, well, okay, let's go to each county. In New York, we hit about 16 or 17 counties individually, all south of Albany, which included all five boroughs down in New York, and also Long Island. Long Island was very early on in the game. And then we started to move northward and westward and to the central part of the state. And then at some point we realized that we had to really start pushing this faster. So we started to do numerous counties at a time. And now as we're working through the states, we're doing states at a time. Now, what I'd like to do is draw your attention to the Declaration of Independence. The Declaration of Independence was signed by 56 men, and that's what it took, 56 men, to create a revolution, to separate ourselves, to make that decision. And I'm sure they were sweating and hoping that all the people would follow through. And of course, you know, they didn't get large groups of people to come to fight the war, but they did get people, and of course we did succeed. In that revolution. When the Constitution was written, and of course, again, with the Declaration of Independence, they hoped and they presumed that if they did what they did, the people would come, and that happened. So the same thing with the Constitution. The Constitution was hammered out by a small group of men, signed by a small group of men, 39 people, I believe is the exact number, that signed the Constitution and put it in place. We had a Constitution in place by 39 people, but then it had to be ratified. And then it was up to the people. And that took a little time, and then the people came out and they voted and they ratified it. So this is how anything starts. The people at some point, of course, looked and was glad that the people took this initiative, a small group, a handful of people, took this initiative to get the Declaration in place so that we became the United States of America. And the same people also were glad that a small group of people, 39 to be particular, to get the Constitution hammered out. And of course, they were glad to have this done, and we became a nation. It's the same thing here. A lot of people don't know about common law. A lot of people don't understand anything about law. We've been trained in our schools to ignore this, to stay away from these conversations. I'm not smart enough to do this. I need a college education to understand this. The law is way too difficult for me to know. You see, that's what we've been trained to believe. And so the people in general just don't know what they really need. But we do know what they need. And what they do need is they need justice. This is not a thing that we're coming in with any kind of an ego in the sense of control. We see the problem, and we became aware of the solution. And we understand that we could become elected, that we can become educated in this system and become better and better in understanding and being able to apply these things. And little by little, people are waking up and joining on with us. I mean, goodness, we started with a very small group of people here in New York, and now we've moved quite large across the nation. Our Google Analytics is doing, we've done very well when we watch the Google Analytics. We get about 1,000 hits a day, sometimes a little under and sometimes a little over. The last week or so, we've been hitting an average of between 1,200 and 1,500 hits a day. So maybe we're starting to take another bump up again. But in any event, it's growing, and it's not growing too fast. Sometimes we may think it's growing too slow, but I don't think so. You know, if we grow too fast, we're not going to be able to control what we're doing. So it's little by little, we're moving along. Now, we have to set the structure together for the people to come in. We are, I believe in my heart, I truly believe that we are at that point. We're at the point where we're going to get in, or it's going to be such a huge thing that the pressure will eventually build up and we'll get in, maybe by going through the United States Supreme Court. But the fact that they received this paper that we filed, which was a true bill, similar to an indictment, but it's called a presentment. The fact that they have received this bill into the files means that they acknowledge it, number one. They realize they can't stop it, number two. And that means now it's got to go through the process. If they didn't break the law to prevent it from getting in, it's even a bigger thing if they didn't, then when it's in, they try to remove it or conceal it. That's even a bigger thing. And they know that. So they're in a pickle. They got a dilemma, and we're watching to see what they're going to do. So yesterday morning, or yesterday afternoon, shall I say, we just made it by minutes, actually, towards the end of the day, we filed by mail 16 indictments. Now, these indictments had been done across maybe the past 6 months or so here in New York, of certain judges that stepped in the way and prevented us from coming in to take access and control. And they created a conspiracy across New York State. We filed, we wrote these papers. We tried to file them. Nobody would receive the files here in New York. We did it in a court case, and they received it, then rejected it later because they were told by the one judge, Prudente, to return it, and they did. We moved it to another county. They received it, and they didn't return it. They still have it, as a matter of fact. But then the district attorney over in that county got in the way when we came down to file papers. They literally came physically down. We were waiting there for some reason. They asked us to wait, and we waited, and then the district attorney came down and told us we're not to file any more papers. So they broke the law, of course. But they used the district attorney in this case to do it. Now, that moved us into the federal courts. We filed our papers. The judge tried to throw it out. We moved the papers from one court into another court. He assumed it was a court case. He tried to throw it out, telling us we had to pay $400. We gave him that writ of error. We told him there's no way. We're the people. We don't pay money. Justice is not for sale in America. And he's in a different place or something. But anyway, we refused to pay. We gave him a writ of error. We overturned, we rescinded his decision, which is if we didn't pay within 30 days, he would send the paper, he would just close the case. He hasn't done anything since. We gave him a writ of mandamus. He didn't respond. We gave him a final warning. He didn't respond. We indicted him. We filed that indictment on the 30th of June, and on the 1st of July, they stamped it. It took us that long to get it. We didn't get it till the 8th or the 9th. And it was a holiday. Well, maybe that was part of it. But nevertheless, it only takes 2 days to get to us. If I mail something, we mail something on Monday, it gets up to them on Wednesday. So it gets there the second day after you mail it. So that's where we're at. And we are about ready now to break open, and we need to be organized. Now let's go back to the what we're doing here. We are not, it's not necessary for us to do these elections. It's just the honorable thing to do. And since we need to speed it up, we speed it up. We're still doing the same thing. We are putting newspaper ads in every single county, letting the people know, so we're advising them. People come or they don't. Most of the time, unfortunately, the news does not print this. And everybody should keep a record of this, by the way, because when we get into authority, we're going to go question these people on who are they to think that they could not print news. We told them that there was a process going on, and we wanted this this word out so the people would come and respond to it, and they failed to do it. I think they, every single paper that did that, in my opinion, I know here in New York I'm pushing for this, every single paper is going to lose their license, okay? They have a very special license to be able to run the news. That's a trusted place, a trusted situation for us that holds our freedom. You know, they have a place in the First Amendment, freedom of the press. And so they have a special job to do, and that is to report the news, and they didn't do it. And this is just one of the things they didn't report. There's a whole bunch of things that we know we can look at. They never report on it. But we'll use this one to make the point, and we'll take their license, and we'll give it to someone else, and we will watch them like a hawk to make sure that they report the news, whatever it is. They need to report it. But in any event, we're doing the honorable thing. We're putting it in the newspapers. We're informing the people. We're inviting the people. If the people are too ignorant to understand and to come, and unfortunately that is the case, and I speak to myself first, there was a time when I was ignorant and wouldn't have known to come, but I'm not no more. So those who do know and come, whether it's 3 people, 33 people, or 3,300 people, or 3, it doesn't matter how many people come. What is a good number of people? You know, here in New York, we have a population in the entire state about 19 million. And we have about 258 members, if I recall last time I looked. 258 members. What is 258 to 19 million? Does it mean we can't step up and take on our unalienable rights to step up to do the right thing? Does it mean we can't do our sort of Declaration of Independence and trust that the people will come? Does it not mean we can't build the process and prepare the system for the people to sort of write the Constitution and allow the people to accept it and participate with it? Because the whole process is really to set in position an administration. And again, the main reason we did the news and to do a process of reinstating through sort of a raising of the hands and agreeing, yeah, we want that, and then doing a declaration, this is what took place, and we file it with the courts, is really, you know, for one, honor, and number two, to let these people know. They don't need to know how many people, but over time, it'll be lots of people. Let these people know this isn't just something in one county in New York or 5 counties in New York or just the counties of New York. No, this is everywhere across the United States. This is in every state, every county. And so it is our duty at this point, because I truly do not believe we have much time left. But it is our duty to, because we have knowledge, we have the ability, we see the solution, and we can do something. It is our duty to act swiftly, and get this process in place to be able to receive the people when the influx of people come in. Waiting to August is not an option. We have to get this done this month. If you wait till August and people come in, you were not ready to receive them. We're not prepared. We're not organized. We need to get this job done, out of the way, and start focusing in on our state and getting leaders in every single county, start filling the positions. And as the people come in, we fill these positions. And when we have a large group of people coming in, at least we'll be able to filter out a lot of the problem people, because we will have control, we'll have a process, and either they'll participate or they'll leave us. And that'll be that. So we have a duty to do this. We cannot wait. And so I'd like to say to the people of, where was that? Was that Wyoming, I think it was? I forget which state. I'm sure they'll remind me. But, you know, if you wait until August, it's too long. You can do it next week or the week after. I want to tell you, we were an example here in New York. And as a matter of fact, people in my county were an example, wanted to be an example to everyone. We had to get the ball rolling. And the moment we started talking and laying out this process, we did this on a, I think we're in those days, I think it was a, I think we're having a meeting on a Thursday or Friday. I don't remember. We had a meeting and we said we were going to do it and go forward. So after that meeting, we literally, I called a number of people together and we had a meeting in a diner. I remember it was, I believe it was a Sunday. We had a meeting Sunday afternoon and it was just days after our meeting online. And we had a meeting on Sunday to plan for the election. We chose the following week. We didn't do it that week. We chose the week after. And I think it was a Monday night we did it, Monday evening. So we made arrangements to find a place. We found a place by I think, Monday or Tuesday of that the week before, which was right after the Sunday. We immediately located a couple of newspapers. We put the ads in the newspapers. I know I made a lot of phone calls. Every single person I called did show up. I made the calls. They said they'd come the day before. I made calls again. I said, tomorrow's the day. I'm really counting on you. So I really put the weight on the people. Said, I'm expecting them to be there. They said they're going to be there. I'm holding them to their words. I really need you there. And all the people came. So we had a good showing. We did the election or the showing of the hands to reconstitute the common law grand jury here in Dutchess County, New York. And then we put it up online that this county has done this. So the following Monday, we came online and, or the following week, because I don't think we were meeting on Mondays then, we came online and told the people we did the first county. Orange County immediately jumped up and did the same thing. We had some movement down in Staten Island, in Long Island, and two of the counties down in Long Island, they did it within weeks after. Next thing you know, another county's doing it, and we were traveling all over the place getting this job done. But we also, during that process, realized it was unrealistic. We didn't have enough people to really go from county to county, and then eventually we did move into multiple counties, and now we're doing states at a time. We are at the end of the trail. So it was done the proper way, and it was done with honor. It was done to allow the people to know what we're doing, to invite them, to show them the video, and in the hope that they would participate with us, and so on. I know there are some people that think for some reason they have to have 20 or 30 people to do this. Well, what is the real number? Someone else may think that's 100 people to do this. Someone else may think, no, we need 1,000 people to do this. Forget the numbers. If you have at least 3 people to get to that meeting, and you do, and you're honorable, you really do your best to get as many people as you can to this meeting. You know, you make your phone calls, you get it into the newspaper. And if only those 3 people show up, then that's it. I know there were counties that we went to here in New York. We went up to Schenectady, and only 2 people showed up. Only 2, okay? But besides myself and Gerard, that made 4 of us. And so we had enough people to witness. It was an affidavit. The person that signs the affidavit can be from anywhere. They don't have to be, they don't even have to be from the state. It's just a witness saying, hey, I went to this place and they took a vote and I saw it and it happened. So all it is, an affidavit. So once you get the affidavit done, the papers on for the declaration is signed by 3 people. And that doesn't have to be signed until 3 people come up in that county. You can leave that alone until later. And that's just 3 people coming up and said, hey, there was a process that took place. We got the affidavits to prove it, where the people were called and a notice was made in the newspaper. And those who showed up decided that they wanted to go forward. It was unanimous or supermajority. And therefore, this is a declaration letting you know that this is what we've done. And then there was four pages behind that, which is the authorities by which we, the people, act. And your paperwork is done. The job is done. The declarations have been made. And now it doesn't have to be filed. Again, it may be a long time before you file it, but I don't think so. I think it's going to be filed very quickly because, again, once New York spearheads in and then the other counties start to move in that do have people in it, the counties that don't have people, they're going to start to fill up. And the counties that need more people, they're going to start to fill up. So that'll be a momentum coming behind us. They don't know how many people we have. They don't know how big we are. But they do believe we are pretty big because they are now getting all of these state deals. The last paperwork we sent in, and we also sent an information in on Monday, which both those papers will hit tomorrow. And then we'll see that those are filed too. But we sent that paperwork in with 31 unified common law grand jury states, 31. Now, we started with just New York. When our first papers were filed, we were just a few counties, okay? And then we became every county eventually in New York. And then we became 10 states or whatever it was we went with the next time. And now we're up to 31 states that we're filing papers with. And we missed out that Utah was done, so the next filing we do, we have at least 32. I think we're going to be filing some papers in the next day or two. So we'll put Utah in there. So now we're 32. That's pressure, and that's how we're going to get in. Only the people can save America. It can be saved by no one else. You cannot get any elected official. You can't get a president. You can't get a judge. You can't get anyone. Nobody is capable of saving America. Only you are capable. Only we, what we're doing right here, is really gives us the capability of saving America, because this is the potential by the work that we're doing right here, setting the stage and the pressure upon these people. And eventually there's going to be just a landslide of people pouring into this process, because a lot of people, they know America's about to be lost. And when they come to see what we're doing and understand it, and once they focus their attention and listen and read the front page and watch the video and see the success we're having, they're going to know, just like you know, just like I know. When I first found this, it was so obvious to me, just obvious. I get it all the time. People see it. They say, hey, this is it. This is what I've been looking for. This is the thing that's going to save America if we could do it quick enough. So can we do it quick enough? I see we've had some people come in since we started, so let me read off the states that were missing. If anybody's here in these states, these will be the people who maybe let us know. Kentucky, Alaska, Idaho, Iowa, Louisiana, South Carolina, and Wisconsin.